927 4CC. Let's catch up with Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Yeah, good morning.
Mate, you guys are going to be busy throughout the next week or so, particularly this weekend. There's a whole heap of school kids heading to different places and venues across CQ, including Agnes Water.
Great time for the young kids who have finished school to go and celebrate 13 years of schooling life. So, yeah, we just implore that, you know, if you are in and around the roads in Gladstone and Agnes Water and Central Queensland as a whole, police will be out in force this weekend managing traffic and drink driving and all that sort of stuff. So,
and making sure the kids are safe too with the Red Frogs. So.
We've got a couple of programs down Agnes Water. I know there's a lot of stuff up at Early Beach, especially the ones going to the Gold Coast. Just be safe and make sure that you're with your friends and you don't do anything stupid.
There's been a bit of theft out of Billow. It's been recovered, is that right?
A lot of breaking enters out of Billowilla on the weekend, but some fantastic work by the Billowilla Criminal Investigation Branch in Gladstone. Criminal Investigation Branch have cleared that up. 8 firearms are stolen from a property out there, and a jet ski and a car and a few bits and pieces of other stuff. So great work by the detectives to clear up that one and have a couple in custody. So, yeah, very concerning that 8 firearms are out in the community, but they've been recovered and some work was done.
Right, and this is where the My Police Gladstone Facebook page helps out a little bit as well, with the locals jumping on and having a look at certain situations and helping out the local police too, eh?
Yeah, 100%. The local community groups have got a few of their own advocacy groups about crime and theft in their neighbourhood. So My Gladstone Region 1 is really good, and I think Billowilla's got one as well. So jump on board, check it out, because it's got some really cool stuff on there. Get yourself involved and help the community out.
Beautiful. And finally, mate, I don't believe this is still going on. Those that are getting the COVID vac are taking it out on the nurses.
Yeah, we've had a few complaints and a few concerning messages from the health providers who are doing their job and providing the jab. They're getting abused, sworn at, threatened. That's just here in Gladstone. So please don't take it out on these wonderful people who are just doing their job, trying to make the community safe. If you have a gripe about it, go and talk to the people you should be talking to, not these wonderful, wonderful people up at these places giving them COVID back.
Now, mate, it is an offence to abuse somebody, isn't it?
Well, it is, and yeah, it's starting to get concerning. So we're going to start doing patrols in around those locations. It is great to see that people are coming forward, even though begrudgingly, but yeah, just don't take it out on them. Get the jab and go home and just do the right thing.
Don't abuse anybody about it. Just grow up, basically.
Or just get on Facebook and whinge and complain about it like they have been. So they have every and they have every right to do that. But
they do.
Yeah, just don't take it out on the poor people who are just trying to do their job. No. I'm all for either getting it or not getting it. I don't really care.
Me too.
If you're going to start abusing people and getting up people just because you think it's their fault, well, yeah, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Fair enough. All right, Butch, thank you, mate.
No worries, everyone. Have a great weekend. Stay safe on our roads.
There's Sergeant Wayne Butcher keeping us up to date here on 4CC.